At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Used here with permission. The lesson covers Luke 2. Feel free to hit pause and read Luke 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. The story of Jesus' dedication in the temple further reveals him to be the expected Messiah, the chosen one, promised to bring salvation to all who repent and believe. Here we discover that Simeon and Anna were patiently waiting for God's Messiah to enter the world. And through their words, we learn that Jesus is worthy of worship and that he would usher in salvation and redemption for both the Israelites and the Gentiles. We can also see a correlation between Simeon's words and those of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who said in Isaiah 45, "And the glory of the Lord will appear, and all humanity together will see it." And in Isaiah 42:6, "I will appoint you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the nations." And again in Isaiah 52:10, "All the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God." These Old Testament prophecies, written long before Christ was born, were receiving their first sparks of fulfillment through his arrival. Simeon and Anna were well acquainted with the scriptures and believed in God's promise of the coming Messiah. Verse 27 tells us that the Spirit led Simeon into the temple to see Jesus face to face. In verse 38, Anna praised God in the temple, declaring him to be the promised Redeemer for Jerusalem. Simeon and Anna intimately knew the God of their salvation and believed by faith that Jesus really was their long-awaited Messiah. As you lead your kids this week, help them understand how Jesus is worthy of our worship. Lead them to look to God's Word to see that Jesus really is the Son of God who made the way to save people from their sins. Ask the Lord to guide you as you proclaim his power to save, just as Simeon and Anna did centuries ago. May you be found faithful and expectantly waiting for the Messiah's return, beholding his glory and declaring his good news to all who will hear. Let's pray. God, you are worthy of our praise and worship. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to save us from our sin. Help us share the good news of Jesus with others. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Why did Mary and Joseph bring birds to the temple? 2. Who are the Gentiles that Simeon spoke about? 3. What did Simeon mean when he said that some people would reject Jesus? Our key passage for this unit is John 3:16. This will be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world in this way, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Wise Men Visited Jesus in Matthew 2.